The science of psychology has a habit of dividing people into personality types based on fixed data. It seems to me, however, people are way too unique and complex to be comprised into the cubicle of set traits. It also feels like a rather brainy way of evaluating people, judging them more on stereotype characteristics than on the immense total of energies that accumulate us into who we really are, thus surpassing a huge part of personal gifts and potential. So, perhaps it's better to observe how people communicate with each other, see them in action, real-time non-scripted behavior, the spontaneous truth, so to speak. Last week, I listened to an interview with Donna Eden on the science of energy psychology. Everything we do produces a certain tone of energy. To communicate properly, it is important the energies between the parties involved are aligned, so people speak the same language. This is key to grow towards an empathic society where humanity learns to share and care and literally speak each other's language rather than becoming individually successful in our cubicles. I'm going to leave it to the skillful description of Donna Eden to explain more on how these different energies influence the manner in which people exchange vital information to each other and how to synchronize these different angles of communication. You'll find the interview on this subject in the blog section of energycounseling.nl under the title of The Energies of Communication. What I do already want to share, however, is a short, simple three-step technique Donna talks about in the interview. It's a quick technique to bring you back to who you really are, which is vital for a good exchange of both facts and feelings. The basis of communication is to be in alignment with your inner you, speaking words of wisdom rather than the things we tend to say when irritation or pretense brings out the worst in us. So the importance of stepping back into the neutral self involves all components of who you are. Here's the three-step technique that works communication wonders. In short, it's called notice breath, soften belly, open heart. It promotes setting aside the anger or indignation while calling back in the traits of understanding and genuine communication. Step 1. Take a moment to notice your breathing and settle into a peaceful way of belly breath. Step 2. Consciously soften your belly. Step 3. Energetically open your heart, placing both hands gently over the heart. Try this and see how it works for you. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, The Energies of Communication. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.